Clear and unbiased facts about financial advice. The 2nd of November 2021. My name is Crystal and this is your financial advice episode number 15.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world. Okay.
However, people with more savings and higher investment and income can benefit from financial advice. A financial advisor can search the market for investments and products tailored to your circumstances and help you plan for yourself what you want to do with your money in the future. Financial advisors review your personal circumstances and financial plans and recommend products to help you meet your needs. It is usually best to seek independent financial advice so you can familiarize with the widest range of products and advice available. Organizations such as unbiased.co.uk and vouchedfor.co.uk have listings of qualified financial advisors and you can tailor your search based on region or type of referrals required. You might want someone to advise you on what to do with your money, or simply get information about a financial product so you can make your choice. In the end, your costs will probably be more or less the same, but the objectivity of the advice can be very different. If you have serious real estate, tax and investment issues and need professional advice, don't try to save a dollar by paying a nominal fee for the consultation. Consider how consulting fees can be offset by the financial benefits a consultant can provide and your alternatives. Commissions can vary from one financial advisor to another, so it is important to understand how they structure their fees before working with them, and how those fees accumulate over the life of your investment. Let's take a look at how you pay an independent financial advisor, both paid and paid, and see if that affects the advice they provide. Key points: paid financial advisors do not receive commissions on the products they sell or recommend. The paid financial consultant model is generally considered the most transparent and least likely to create conflict of interest between client and consultant as sales-based incentives are removed. Another commission option is a financial advisor that charges a certain percentage of the assets he manages for you, which can range from 0.5% to 2%. Commissions are very often based on the percentage of investment assets that the consultant is managing. In some cases there is a good reason for this bias, but in other cases the consultant will make less money if they withdraw money from a managed account and invest it in an annuity. Paid only means that your consultant can only receive payment from you directly for the services they provide. Instead of charge for the advice they offer, they charge a fee. But there can be several options for how you pay the commission. For advice on the broadest range of products and to compare costs, you should consult an independent financial advisor. If a financial advisor cannot find a product that suits your needs, they should refer you to another advisor who can help you out. If you need a comprehensive financial plan, choose a consultant who will offer the entire package rather than the selection of investments and advice that is likely a good example. However, many investors who would benefit from working with an independent consultant do not seek professional advice or mistakenly think they don't need it. Not everyone needs an ongoing relationship with a financial planner or investment advisor, but if you are looking for more advanced advice like wealth planning, you will need a human counselor. If you're looking for the basics, someone with whom to invest your money, make smart decisions, create a financial plan, a robotic consultant is a good choice. The robo-advisor will help you do all this based on your goals and risk tolerance, and will also charge a modest commission. Financial advisors can also help people with a variety of other monetary goals. A financial advisor, such as an investment professional, can help you accumulate wealth in the long run and save it. They can also advise on how to adjust your financial goals and strategies and tackle difficult issues such as expected taxes. The hourly salary of a consultant can work if you follow his advice. In general, people can avoid costly mistakes of the money by meeting with advisors more often. Traditionally, people trusted the independent advice of bankers and accountants, but now that banks now offer to manage your investments, insurance, real estate, 401 and so on, it's no longer safe to take their advice as impartial. Independent financial advisors have unlimited recommendation of all types of retail investment and retirement products for companies in the entire market. IFA also offer investment advice and can recommend specific products like pensions or annuities, as well as additional services including tax and estate planning, mortgage advice, and a financial advisor will examine the specific savings, investment and ISA accounts offered by different companies and recommend the one that fits your personal circumstances best of all. The consultant will give you information about your finances, goals, and risk attitude so that they can recommend appropriate products. This means that you can file a complaint with FOSS if you are not satisfied with the advice given to you or if you think that you have been poorly sold, and FOSS will take appropriate action, such as ordering your advisor to pay compensation. You will not be rewarded for investments that fall in value or the company in which you hold shares will not go bankrupt, unless such poor performance is the result of poor advice from a regulated independent financial advisor who has gone bankrupt since.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Crystal and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Your Financial Advice and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.